live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a really fascinating show for you today. We're going to have some fun and find out how to help kids in the first half hour as we talk with Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring. He's bringing with him musician Johan Glidden, who is, of course, a member of the Sugar and the Mint Band. He's been a member of several bands around the area. You will recognize his voice for sure. And they also have a big event coming up this Saturday at the Elks Theater, which we'll talk about. Then after the news break with Link, I will have Beverly Denusis. She is speaking this weekend about unleashing your inner Greek goddess and self-empowerment, and that'll be sponsored by the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic and Mental Health Awareness Month. Want to let you know, the Diamondbacks continue their series tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers, hoping to break that slump. It's been, what, 7-8 games now? And they'll be heading out for road games in New York, Milwaukee, and for some godforsaken reason, Oakland. That road trip starts on Friday. Tune in tonight for the pregame show at 6 p.m., the first pitch from Chase Field at 6:40, right here on KQ&A on the FM side. Now, tomorrow's game is a matinee. That's a noontime pregame show in 12:40, first pitch Wednesday, so no Q&A show tomorrow. The Tuesday Night Classic showing at 7 o'clock tonight at the Harkins 14 is the Mel Gibson 1995 multi-Oscar winner Braveheart. It was the Oscar winner for Best Picture with Mel Gibson as co-producer. Best Director, directed by Mel Gibson. Best Cinematography, Sound Effects, and Best Makeup. And the Oscar for Best Makeup went to Peter Frampton. Seriously. No, not that Peter Frampton, but the makeup artist with the same name. So I guess in some way the Academy, in awarding him the Oscar for Best Makeup, said, "Baby, I love your way." So on that note, we will go ahead and get ready to bring in Charles Matthews and Johan Glidden on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi everyone, it's me, Sandy with YCCA. Guess what's going on this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center? I'll give you a hint. This fabulous event happens once a year for 3 days. Over 200 vendors with the latest and greatest home and garden products. Great ideas for building home improvements. And it's free. What is it? The YCCA Spring Home and Garden Show. May 18th through the 20th. Free admission. Prescott Valley Event Center. See you there.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert. 7 times Male Performer of the Year. 5 times Songwriter of the Year. Western Music Hall of Famer.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated life and enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 306, and boy, there's some great things going on around town. First thing we're going to talk about is a great event for kids. Charles Matthews is here from Boys to Men Mentoring. Charles, this is an annual event. Play it forward, correct?
Yep, this is our fifth year. We're really excited.
And tell us what it basically is all about.
Mm-hmm. So Play It Forward is a fundraiser and a friendraiser for Boys to Men Mentoring Network, and the idea came about because we just know there are so many great young musicians in town who are, and we wanted to make sure that they had opportunities to play with older folks and mm-hmm. actually perform with adults. And so it's not necessarily the same guys that we're mentoring in Boys to Men, but we want to give everybody the experience of what it's like to see those intergenerational connections and to see what kind of power and beauty comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. And because it is so often intergenerational, it relates to both the kids and the counselors, of course,
yep.
And the mentors. And it also can serve, I imagine, as a little bit of a history lesson, can't it?
Yeah, well, it is a history lesson in that, you know, some of these guys are going to be playing, this weekend, some of these 15-year-olds are going to be playing with Walt Richardson,
mm-hmm.
who's been
a staple
of the Arizona music scene, you know, since way before they were born.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then, you know, these kids like Johan, who we have in the studio, you know, they're going to be, mm-hmm. you know, playing when they're 70 for you know, for our great-grandkids.
So that's a warning to you, Johan.
Yeah, yeah.
Johan Glidden is here, in fact. Johan, I've seen you playing already with Generations Band. I've seen you playing at least 5 times with Sugar and the Mint, and you have a big show coming up Saturday at the Elks. How many bands have you been a part of, and how many instruments do you play?
I just play the violin and the guitar, so just 2 instruments.
Oh, is that all?
Specifically. I play a little piano, but I've been in too many bands to count at this point.
It's a good experience, isn't it, in
different things. Yeah, you know, try and do as much as possible.
You know, I saw you on stage at the old Prescott Opry a few years ago, where Ed Gary was the general manager. And I asked Ed one time, and I want to get your answer to this. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
The age-old question. If I was to sell it to you, it would be a violin, and if you were to sell it to me, it'd be a fiddle.
It's essentially the same instrument. It depends upon what it's playing, correct?
Yeah, that's the real answer. I'm just kidding.
This was Ed Gary's answer. He said, if it's got beer stains on it, it's a fiddle.
Nah.
And I thought, okay, that works for me. That works for me. So, Charles, tell us about some of the great things that are involved with Boys to Men Mentoring when it comes to temptations and risks kids face today.
Right. So our job at Boys to Men Mentoring Network is to recruit adult volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and get them involved in the lives of young men in group situations. Everything we do is group mentoring because we know that teens actually build their identity and build their sense of right and wrong and build their sense of what their life is going to be like. They don't actually look at you and I for role models. It's bad news, but we're just gray blurs to them. So by getting 17-year-olds in the same place as 16 and 15-year-olds, while the adults are there, making sure that the environment is really safe and wholesome and good and fun and mm-hmm. adventurous, then those younger kids are building their role models based on those older teens who are doing great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually the older teens to mentor. Were there, the adults are there in that crucial role of providing the right environment and mm-hmm. the right sets of questions about what kind of man do you want to be? What does it mean to be a good man? How do you treat women well? What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to be compassionate? What do you do when you see bullying happen? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts around alcohol and drugs? How are you going to make a life that makes meaning for you and your community? So they're hearing our answers, but what they're really doing is hearing those older kids talk about what's right for them.
And kids love to hear musicians, and Johan, you'll be there. You'll be playing at Play It Forward, correct?
Yeah, I'll be sitting in a little bit with Walt, mm-hmm. his violin. Yes.
And you know, you're what, 20 years old, I believe?
20, yes.
And tell me what kinds of influences you grew up listening to. Who were your musical heroes listening growing up? Who affected your music?
Ooh, there's so many, but I loved, I loved the old blues guys from, if you go early, like I grew up, my dad listened to a lot of Muddy Waters and those kind of guys, but then, you know, Clapton and Hendrix and mm-hmm. Jimmy Page and mm-hmm. lots of those kind of guys.
Did it ever,
did Jimmy Page play fiddle?
I
have to ask Robert Plant about that one.
Right.
I have
kind
to ask.
Of,
that's right. He did use a bow. That's right.
Now you write a lot of your own music, correct?
Yes.
Tell me. I always ask musicians this question. Tell me which usually comes first, the lyric or the melody?
When it's best, they come together. Mm-hmm. For me, it's just something pops and it pops into that other dimension, which is kind of neither. They kind of are interdependent, I would
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard a song that seemed like they wrote it just for you because of something you were going through at the time, and you couldn't believe how close that song paralleled your situation?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I'm struggling to think of an example right now.
Oh, sure. I caught you off guard there.
Yes.
But yeah, that's one of the magical things about music. And also, you can say things in a song you really can't say in conversation sometimes.
Absolutely.
That can be kind of tricky. You know, Charles, back in 84, my first radio job, it just crashed and burned, something terrible, halfway across the country. And I came back with my whole life in shatters back in my hometown. And that was right about the time the Dan Fogelberg album, The Innocent Age, came out.
Yeah.
And there were about six songs on there I think he wrote just for me.
Yeah.
And I really think that got me through a really, really tough time.
Did you write a thank you card to Dan? Or?
I should have.
Yeah.
I really, but I did go to see him in concert four times after that. So that was my way of thanking him.
Yeah, good.
Johan, you've got a song in mind that you're going to play for us today. Which one is it?
Sure. Well, I figured I'd do one off of our, we have a new album coming out, mm-hmm. Sugar and the Mint does. And this is a song I wrote just a few months back. It's called How Far, and it's the opening track from the album.
So, and the stage is yours.
All right.
Isn't she a dream? In a red shirt and a black skirt, with her hair up and her heart hurt. She looks so fine tonight. And ain't this a scene? Crying in a crowded restaurant, wondering how it all went so wrong, to the voice listening on the line. One man, the source of all her joy and all her pain. One man that just can't stay on track. Says I love you, will you take me back? And oh, she always takes him back. And she says, you keep turning all your weakness into my pain. And I wonder, is it worth it? Take the blame, I feel ashamed and I don't know just how far love will make me go. Where does it end? She says to herself as she calls for the check and pays for her meal for one. But you pretend like this is the first time These lovers' eyes are so blind, thinking it's just begun. She'll run back to him and make it right, in spite of all the memories. Without a reason, she'll apologize. That's always been the remedy. And still a voice inside her screams, it's screaming, you keep turning all your weakness into my pain.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Johann Glidden. We're going to talk more with Johann and Charles Matthews coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Waters with the plants of the week and our dragon wing begonias.
Leaves so mythical, they look like dragon wings, then covered with 6-inch clusters of pretty pink flowers.
The flowers are tough, loves heat, an amazing bloomer in light shade.
We offer lots of begonias, but just harvested a select group of huge bloomers for that instant wow in the garden at $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love large wing begonias, they love to shop.
It's not easy being a mom. But my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows at the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music.
Call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater.
When you're all alone.
J.D. Souther.
Won't you do what you live on?
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live with Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring with Johan Glidden from the band Sugar and the Mint, who has a big show coming up Saturday. Johan, tell us what's going on at the sold-out Elks Theater Saturday evening.
Releasing our second album, recorded in Boulder, Colorado, at a studio called E-Town up there, and it's called Just Past Midnight. Mm-hmm. And it's a sold-out show, and we're excited.
So tell everybody how it is you ended up in that studio. How did you end up with a gig where you got to record an album up there?
Last year we won the Telluride Bluegrass Festival band contest, and out of that.
That'll get you some attention, won't it?
It has.
Yeah.
Which is really a cool thing. And so we that was part of the winnings package, was a slot this year at Telluride and studio time at the...
And this is not only your album debut, it's your send-off concert for your summer touring, correct?
It is, yes. Just a little over a week after this show, we're going to be taking off into mostly Utah and Colorado for the whole month of June. We're going to be playing all over the state of Colorado at different big festivals around there, and we couldn't be more excited.
And for those who have not yet attended one of your shows, tell us your band members' names and what they play.
Yes, we have Jason Howard plays the stand-up bass. Kiva Keith is our co-lead singer. She plays cello and violin. My sister Gloria Glidden plays the violin in the band. Keenan Hammock is a wonderful lead guitar player and great songwriter. And Matt Tatum plays the mandolin, and I think that's everybody.
You better not leave anybody out, right, Charles?
That sounds about right.
Now, you realize, of course, that when you play before these young people at Play It Forward, you're going to have people coming up wanting to join your band because they think they can play and sing, right?
It's happened before.
I'm not surprised, not at all. Charles, tell us what's new about Play It Forward this year, and what's your vision for the Play It Forward in the next few years, and for Boys to Men?
Yeah, so Play It Forward is the day after the Elk Show, so it's at the Holiday Courtyard, May 20th, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, and new this year, we've got Blaine Long coming to play with his band Rosas Del Rey, and those of you who haven't heard Blaine, he's going to raise the hairs on the back of your neck. He was a finalist on NBC's The Voice show a couple years back, and he's just got this powerful, powerful voice. It's connected to the ground somehow, and sings about love and loss and dogs, I think, too. I'm not quite sure.
He's a
country singer, sure. Americana singer, and just heartfelt, wonderful stuff. And he's really connected with the Boys to Men mission. He really believes in what we're doing. He's a dad, and he came up a little bit rough himself, and he's a great addition. And then, of course, we got Walt Richardson playing staple from the Mill Avenue music scene for years and years and years. And Drew Hall, our wonderful music teacher, music curator is what I'm calling him. He's bringing five kids this year, five young, very talented teen musicians who are going to sit in on a song or two apiece. And that's actually how I got to know Johan, because Johan, this is going to be Johan's fifth Play It Forward as well. So he and the Generations band, as they were back then, started off playing. I mean, they didn't start. They were already a band, but that's how I got to know him 5 years ago, was Play It Forward back then.
Mm-hmm. Johan, how often do you get asked if you and Drew Hall are related?
Like every time I play with him, is that your dad? Is that your older brother?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. And Charles, tell us about your expansion going into the Verde Valley.
Yeah, so Boys to Men is one of the things we do is these weekly school mentoring groups. Mm-hmm. So 8 or 10 kids in a school with 2 or 3 adult mentors, and just this spring, we started a mentoring group at Red Rock High School in Sedona, and there's a lot of need over there. There's not a whole lot for kids to do in the Verde Valley. Boys are falling through the cracks everywhere, but in particular over there. And I've got a huge heart for it. I grew up in Jerome, so I'm a Verde Valley boy by birth and upbringing. And we're looking to have 20 school circles right now. We've got 8. We're looking to have 20 school circles by 2020.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned things for kids to do, because I talked to a lot of educators leaders who say that the big thing for them is to keep the young people here, to keep their energies and their abilities and skills here, rather than instantly going off to bigger cities. And one of the sidelights of that is, if they don't feel the need to stay here, they don't feel like there are a lot of things for them to do here. How tough does it make it for you as a mentor?
It does make it really tough, and one of the things that we take really seriously as mentors and as an organization is to basically show these young people their own community. Mm-hmm. So we'll go do trail maintenance as a service project at the Highland Nature Center and get up on the hill and say, look, your house is just right over there. Yeah. You're not that far from this place. Mm-hmm. Or doing the Prescott Creek's cleanup or going rock climbing or boating in the community. And so they get to see how much there is to do here, how beautiful this town is. Mm-hmm. Start to grow a little bit of a love for it.
Mm-hmm. Johan, I saw you guys playing at the Raven a few months ago, and you were supposed to take the stage at 7 o'clock. We got there at 5:30. It was already standing room only. So I'm really glad we already bought our tickets for Saturday at the Elks Theater, because you guys are getting used to playing in front of packed houses. But I have to say something. I could not believe what I was hearing that night, because here we have a young, very talented man. Talk about the word eclectic. You did songs like Wade in the Water, Tennessee Waltz, Born to Run by Springsteen. That pretty well covers a very, very wide gamut. Who decides what you're going to play in any set, and who decides which songs go on the album?
It's kind of a whole band thing. I definitely lead sometimes when we're at shows. I'll try and read the audience as best as I can, say, they're digging this, they're not into that, whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as the album, we kind of came together, and but the album's mostly original. We do have that Born to Run tune on there and one other cover, but it's mostly original. So that was more of a we all bring different tunes and kind of just get together and put them together, you know.
Well, we are really excited about the progress of your band and how great you guys are doing. We hope the best for you. And would you be able to play us out in the commercial?
Let's do it.
What song are you going to play for us?
This is a song from the first record, song I wrote called 10 Years From Today.
This is Johan Glidden.
To break up the monotony, the same routine's been stopping me, and every minute, 60 even seconds on the long hand. On the other hand, my memory is filled with tainted history, and all my future is to me is a record spinning on. Well, I'm not shedding blood or tears or worried about every fear. I'm just afraid that 10 years from today, things will be the same way. Things will be the same way. Oh, I've got an alarm, but I don't use it. Wake up and pray that I don't lose it on the first unlucky person that gets in my way. And I drink 1,000 cups of coffee and think about the new philosophy.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Quad Cities, are you listening? Of course you are, and other people have been too, because everyone knows about Norm's Lock and Safe in Prescott Valley, where our Grandma Jody and our Dad Chris fix and replace locks in all shapes and sizes. No job too big, no job too small. They've been getting people back in or keeping people out since way before we were born. Tell them Trinity
and Chloe
sent you to Norm's Lock and Safe.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
We're focusing on the garage all month. We've given you ways to cool and insulate it. Now the best way to use it for storage so you can fit the car inside. We'll also have tips on fertilizing your citrus trees and a historic Arizona resort returned after 4 decades. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Shop local and see your tax dollars work local. Findlay Subaru Prescott supports nonprofit organizations, schools, fire and police departments, and charities whose efforts also benefit our local communities in northern Arizona.
Right now, for a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR for 48 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester. Or lease for $229 a month for 36 months.
Built for all the miles to come, with 97% of Forester models sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. Now that's dependability. An aggressive sport design front fascia makes a bold statement. And a responsive suspension keeps the turbocharged drive agile and composed.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to our community. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i CVT models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through May 31st, 2018, get 0% APR financing for 48 months on select new 2018 Forester models. Monthly payment of $15.87 per $1,000 borrowed. Lease a new 2018 Forester for $229 per month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i 6MT model. Code GFA01. $1729 to at least signing. Zero security deposit.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. No sooner had full containment been reached on the Viewpoint Fire than another wildfire sparked up in Prescott Valley. The Viewpoint Fire started around 11 Friday morning in the Piquito Valley area, about 9 miles from Chino Valley. Containment was reached yesterday thanks to efforts by area firefighters.
That was a wind-driven fire. Crews had to monitor that fire line holding within the windy conditions over Saturday and Sunday, and there are no closures at this time.
Arizona Department of Forestry spokeswoman Tiffany Davila says the cause of the 5,600-acre fire isn't known at this time.
The fire is under investigation. It is human-caused. Fire investigators on scene and public firefighter first responder safety is our number one priority.
2 homes, 12 structures, 4 RV travel trailers, and 6 vehicles were destroyed by the fire. Firefighters had little time to relax as a wildfire started again along Fane Road in Prescott Valley at around 1 yesterday afternoon. It charred about 54 acres of grassland before Central Arizona fire crews were able to stop its progression. Ballots for today's special election must be turned in by 7 tonight.
All registered voters in Yavapai County are eligible to vote in the election, but it's too late to mail your ballot. Postmarks are not accepted, and late ballots will not be counted. Drop boxes are located throughout Yavapai County, including the administrative offices on Fair Street in Prescott and South 6th Street in Cottonwood. On the ballot is an extension of the 1/4-cent jail district sales tax. Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown describes what this tax means for the district.
That 1/4-cent is a penny on $4. It doesn't represent a lot. 20% approximately is paid for by out-of-towners that are passing through. But we want to make sure everybody is there. Well, there will be consequences.
Brown says the tax can only be used for maintenance and operation of the current countywide jail system.
One of the misconceptions is that this has something to do with a new jail. It does not have anything to do with a new jail. This money can only be used for running of the existing jail system.
With voter approval, the jail district sales tax would remain in effect until 2040. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and clear this week. Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 81 tomorrow and a high of 79 on Thursday. 53 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 92 and a high on Thursday of 89. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. It's baseball season, and it's time to cheer on our Arizona Diamondbacks. Hit a home run every time you call us. This season, when the Diamondbacks are 500 or above on the season, you win too. Get an additional 5% off any repairs or new equipment installation, up to a 10% discount. Call 458-8177. Use promo code AZD500. Visit PVHAC.com for terms and details. Remember, we always have veteran and senior discounts. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
This is State Representative David Stringer. Once again, the political season is upon us, and candidates are seeking your attention. On behalf of myself and Representative Noel Campbell, we'd like to invite you to a town hall with senatorial candidate Kelly Ward this Friday, May 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Prescott Adult Center, 1280 East Rosser Street, Prescott, Arizona. Former State Senator Kelly Ward is a leading Republican candidate to replace our current Senator Jeff Flake in the United States Senate. This town hall is open to everyone. It's an opportunity for local voters to meet, greet, and learn more about Dr. Kelly Ward and why she's running for the United States Senate. All are welcome, regardless of party affiliation. Please bring your questions and an open mind and join us this Friday, May 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Prescott Adult Center for a town hall with Kelly Ward.
This ad was paid for by State Representatives David Stringer and Noel Campbell.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 3:56. This is going to be a fun and very informative discussion because we have Beverly Denuse is here. She has a guest speaking appearance coming up in town. And we have Cindy Brown from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. Cindy, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, isn't it?
It is, and we're trying to do something a little out of the norm for mental health awareness this year. And Beverly was kind enough to partner with us with that in mind.
And Beverly will be here at the Elks Theater on the third floor, correct?
That's correct.
Don't look for her on the stage.
No. Well, she'll be on the stage, but a different one.
Yeah, be on the third floor, and that's this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. You can get your tickets at the Prescott Elks Theater. It's only $12 per ticket, and limited seating is available. Now, Beverly, you have 30 years of experience, including appearances on numerous TV shows, a PBS special. I saw a video of you standing in front of a giant Greek goddess. And the Greek goddess has a big role in the way you talk about relationships and the way you live your life, correct?
That's right. The Greeks did not realize when they were living their lives, and particularly when we study Greek mythology, that the seven goddesses of Mount Olympus were actually archetypes that live in all of us. And so their tragic lives and their playouts, and really we can relate it to ourselves. And so what I do in the seminar, which makes it lots of fun, is that we look to see which Greek goddess lives our life, dominates our life, because we have these seven, if you will, goddesses, which are archetypes, and some people call them patterns, but they're actually, and they're not roles, even though they appear to be, but it's my philosophy, borrowed from Carl Jung and Dr. Jean Bolan and expanded, that every woman and every girl is born with a dominant archetype, and they have seven others, or I should say six others, supporting them. It's like having a leading lady and then having a cast of characters that support you. And unfortunately, when we are born to be what I call the goddess Athena, the leader, the strategist, and also a wisdom warrior, and we want to be her. We want to be independent. We want to run our own business. And society says we need to be Demeter, the mother, or to be a nurse, or to be something that our heart's not telling us. We grow up feeling something's wrong with us. And so what this work does is I give the girls a quiz, or the women and the young girls a quiz, and that quiz helps them to see who's leading their life, maybe with a ring in their nose, and they don't feel as empowered, because when you find your dominant goddess and the other six goddesses, if you will, archetypes, surround her and support her, you're the star of your own show.
So give me an idea, the background or the age groups of the women you expect to be talking to.
Well, we hope to talk to anyone from 12 up. Mm-hmm. I have found that I've written a book for young girls between ages 8 and 12. And I've spoken to them in a way that they can understand it. I use mm-hmm. true Greek mythology that doesn't differ from what they learn in school. Mm-hmm. And I make it a fun experience. But all of us can learn from this. And my seminars, particularly the one I did for PBS, was for women. Mm-hmm. And what you saw me standing in front of was the beautiful gold leaf Athena, 40 feet high.
My.
And she was a force for me to deal with.
I can imagine.
But if you know, what's fascinating when the ladies come, this is more like a workshop, even though they're calling it a seminar. Mm-hmm. It's interactive. It's fun. They're going to laugh. And, of course, you know, I have a philosophy. If you don't laugh at me, you know what happens when you don't laugh? Airbags down your throat and expand your hips. So,
oh boy. That'll get them going.
Every woman laughs at everything I say because when they leave, they're very thin.
Yeah. Cindy, how did you and the West Yavapai discover Beverly?
We are so thrilled to have Beverly new in the community. You've lived here about a year, is that right, Bev?
That's true.
And we're very fortunate that she is a close neighbor of the mm-hmm. president of the foundation board. Two of them began speaking, and lo and behold, we're fortunate to have Beverly partnering with us.
Mm-hmm. Beverly, you were talking about finding that Greek goddess that you are. Now, assuming a lot of the women you'll be talking to have their own daughters, how important is it for the parent to recognize in that child what that goddess might be?
Well, it's utmost importance, and I appreciate that question. Unfortunately, if a mother doesn't know her dominant goddess, and if she were not allowed to really live who she came here to be, her life purpose, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for her to allow her daughter, but she can, because she can see the mistakes. I'll give you a quick example, if I may.
Sure.
I was taught by my parents to be what I would call the goddess Athena. They wanted me to run a business or to be a teacher or to be a speaker of some kind, but they wanted it in the corporate world. The corporate world didn't work well for me. It was mm-hmm. I didn't like the confines. I didn't like other people telling me what to do because my goddess archetype is Artemis. Now, Artemis is the peaceful warrior, and she's also the protector and the pioneer that lives within us. So I like to have my own business. I don't need anyone telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are a mother and daughter, the greatest thing you can do is to learn about the archetypes, see it budding in your daughter, and even though society doesn't teach us, allow her to be who she is. Choose what she wants. You know, a lot of us are told you can't make enough money being an artist, like that young, beautiful young man, or I should say handsome young man, was just here singing his heart out,
yeah.
And he's fabulous. Now, had his parents tried to direct that energy somewhere else to be mm-hmm. someone in the corporate world, he would one day wake up and say, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
One day, even though it appeared to everyone I had it all, businesswoman of the year in L.A. and all the accolades that you won and the things that people want to do, I was most unhappy because my heart, I wasn't following my heart. And a lot of people are against that, but the heart has intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But when the mind goes crazy, avoids all the heart guidance, then we don't get to be who we want to be.
You know, there's a book out, I'm sure you probably read it or heard of it, called Outliers. And it,
yes.
it mm-hmm. explains how several of our iconic, most successful people, how they took advantage of their situation
yes.
at that time and became incredible successes. Mm-hmm. My favorite example is Bill Gates. As a school student, he just happened to be in the class that had the first computers in the area. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? And I like to talk about the example of the singer Jimmy Buffett. You know, he always talks about, you know, the easy life around the Florida Keys and stuff like that and the sunshine and the water. What if his parents, when he was 12, had been transferred to, say, North Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
All of that might have gone by the wayside. So how important is it to realize your circumstances and get what you can out of them and move on from there?
Well, I think what happens when we're born to be a particular archetype, regardless of our circumstances,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what's around us, we see the opportunity and we grab it. Even I believe that no matter where he had been, where he was going to live, he would have found a way to sing,
yeah.
to write, because it was his soul, if you will. So when it's your soul, opportunities open up. But if his parents had said, totally, you can't do this, and
yeah.
forced him somewhere else, he wouldn't have opened up. So it's not, I mean, I agree that that's a great opportunity,
mm-hmm.
but most of us are smothered by societal's pressure of who we should be and how we act still. in a day that we're very modern. What happens when a woman finds her archetype? She really is not afraid to let go, because when we become who we were born to be, we disturb the whole world. We disturb our family and everybody around us, and people don't like us, and they want us to be contained and go back to where you were.
Sure.
Because we become very powerful. See, I don't teach young girls to be a princess or a queen, because that's about power over people. Being a goddess and finding your dominant goddesses and your your caste, that allows you to allow other women to be powerful. But when one of these goddesses, if you will, gets out of power, they can be angry, bitter, depressed. They can go to their shadow side, and they can do things that they wouldn't normally do. So it's important that parents watch their children, study their children. And, you know, it's like sending them to a school that watches what they do best and they follow it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not so difficult to figure out these archetypes. You can stand in line at a bank or at the grocery store or wherever you are, and you can watch the way women walk. You can watch how they're dressed. You can watch a lot about them, and just anything they say to you, you can nail their archetype, because these are patterns in the unconsciousness of our mind.
And on your webpage, you talk about the fact you didn't have an ideal childhood by any means, and you were also, I believe, an abused wife, correct?
Correct.
Now, let me ask you this. How big a challenge is growing up with that and still gaining self-acceptance?
Well, it's very difficult, you know. I did have an unfortunate childhood. My mother gave me away when I was 3 months old. My grandmother tried to raise me. I was abused by my uncles. Then, of course, that only caused me to marry an abusive man. And eventually I got tired of being beaten, and I left. And that was a real struggle, because I didn't know who I was. My education was very different than, you know, where I wanted to go. And I had to sit with it, but I happened to have found this book written by Jean Bolan, The Seven Goddesses in Every Woman. Mm-hmm. And it changed my life, because I began to realize that I have been living a lie. But at the same time, I needed some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So for 4 years, I went through therapy that was torturous at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted so much to be able to support my children.
Sure.
I didn't want to be on welfare. I didn't want help. But I did have it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I had to. But I worked my way out of it. And, you know, it's kind of a little Cinderella story,
mm-hmm.
if you will. But I finally married a wonderful man who was very supportive of my work. And that's pretty nice. Even though I'm retired now, I want to give back to this community. And I'll tell you why, DJ. I love Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
I love the people. I haven't found one mean, ugly, nasty person yet.
Well, you know what you're talking about, too. If you go to the Prescott Library, you'll see a giant, I don't know if it's a frog or a toad, big bronze one out by the steps. I'm reminded sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince, correct?
It is still true.
It is still true, isn't it?
That's right. But you know what? Going back to the archetypes, if
yeah,
I may.
Sure.
Some archetypes don't want to be married,
mm-hmm.
and they don't need to be married. And yet they're told by society, you should be married. And then they don't feel fulfilled, because they're one and to themselves, if you will. And so I was very much the archetype that really didn't need to be married.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, obviously, it wasn't working for me. So I stayed single for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
you know. About 15 years before I decided that this is time to find a partner. But I'm the type of archetype that wants a partner. I don't do well with husbands.
Yeah.
But I do really well with a partner, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I have now. And I suggest to people that when they find their pain, that they work through it. And by discovering what archetype, that helps you work through it. That's powerful.
And you've also done some writings about the inner Greek goddesses and self-empowerment, haven't you?
I have.
Tell us about those.
Well, I have CDs for women who, you know, of the PBS special
mm-hmm.
that I did. And what I have here for you is called Sophia and the Seven Goddesses. And
mm-hmm.
if I may, I'd like to leave this little book with you. Maybe
sure.
you can pass it on to some young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey of self-acceptance. And what happens is two little girls go on a journey to discover their inner gifts. Now, I happen to believe that we all have inner gifts, but they're mostly undeveloped because we've never really found our potential. You can't find your potential, it's my belief, until you understand who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you understand who you are is to figure out what that archetype is and then bring in the others to support her. Sophia in Greek, it means wisdom. And the seven goddesses is nothing but the gifts. So each goddess has a gift to give. And if I have a moment to tell you,
sure.
Artemis, which is considered the protector, warrior goddess, meaning, you know, she'll take you on if she needs to. She takes no prisoners, Artemis does. And so she's a force to deal with, and she would do well, the clinic would do well to have an Artemis on their team,
mm-hmm.
because she's going to protect women and children. But she's self relying. She's independent. So my work for these young girls is to teach them the power of independence and what that means. Now, Aphrodite, she got a bad rap, as I told you before. She's really the artist and the muse.
Mm-hmm.
And she allows you to be creative. So if you were born to be an artist of any kind, she'll empower you. And I know this sounds wild, but within every one of us is a lot of intelligence that we don't even know how to uncover. So if you contact that archetype and you say, I want to be an artist, but I don't know what to be, I believe that that inner self will lead you to that. But of course, you need support and guidance,
sure.
of your parents and professor. And Athena is the strategist. And I pretended to be Athena for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I love her and respect her, but I'd rather for Cindy to be Athena because she's a born Athena.
Cindy, is
wow.
that true?
I just learned something about myself.
She had
I love
no
it.
Idea.
Well,
I
she should have
it.
Asked me years ago. Time wasted.
You had your chance.
She is definitely Athena, and when you watch her, she has these leadership abilities, but she goes at it a different way. Sometimes we think a leader is someone who has to stand up on stage and you know, do marvelous things, but she's the quiet, soft leader that people follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is the wise leader. That Athena was a strategist for war. She never really killed anyone. She sent everyone else out to do it. So
and you know what? Not only are you an Athena.
Oh, my goodness.
But that lady in the pictures on top of the cabinet there, that lady up there, that's my sweetie. She
yes.
is also an Athena.
See?
Because
yes.
she is the wise leader. And she is so important because all those years, I was a single man playing the bachelor game, stuff like this. I didn't have any Greek goddesses, but I did have Homer's sirens luring me to my doom. So believe me, I can appreciate the classic references.
Oh, that's great.
Cindy, tell us how our listeners can go see Beverly Danusis.
We would love to have them join us on Friday evening. They can get tickets at the Elks, and they can also call me directly if they're having difficulty with the website. I'll mm-hmm. go ahead and shout my phone number out
Please
if you
do.
Don't mind. Great. They can call the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. The number is 928-445-5211, and the extension is 3634, and I'd love to hear from people about attending.
And one last question for Beverly Danusis. At your speaking engagement, will there be a Wisdom Goddess quiz?
There will be a Wisdom Goddess quiz, and I think I should give you one for your wife to take.
Okay.
Fine idea.
We need people to check out your webpage, which is?
It's www.aboutwisdom.com.
AboutWisdom.com.
We're
well,
all about
well
wisdom.
That's Beverly Danusis. On behalf of the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation, thank you, Cindy Brown. Thank you, Beverly, for
My
joining
pleasure.
Us today on Q&A. Sounds like a great discussion coming up. Have a great time. That's it on the third floor of the Elks Theater, correct?
Correct, yes.
And by the way, it's beautiful up there.
It's a beautiful facility.
Have you been inside the building
I
yet?
I have. It's breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it something? It's like walking into the grand opening in 1920 of a great, majestic, small-town theater.
It's spectacular. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us,
Thank you.
DJ.
You bet.
Thank you.
And thanks for all you do for the community also. West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts. And Thursdays, no, not tomorrow's, Thursday's guests coming away on Q&A because we have baseball tomorrow. You'll hear about that in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Listen to this.
Come ride with me.
time, saddle up right away.
That's Western Hall of Fame artist Dave Stamey. And he's coming to the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, May 18th.
It's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails, I know the way.
Dave defies description. He's Western, he's country, folk, and a cowboy poet all rolled into one.
Come ride with me.
Tickets for the May 18th show are available now.
It's right away.
At the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center box office on Gurley Street by phone at 777-1370 or online at PrescottOaksTheater.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
If you heard the interview with Charles Matthews and Johan Glidden about Play It Forward, keep in mind you can get your tickets online for Play It Forward by going to boys2menaz.org/PIF, of course, Play It Forward, PIF18. Once again, boys2menaz.org/PIF18. That's your tickets for Play It Forward coming up on the 20th, and that is this coming Sunday. It'll be a great show, and you'll benefit a great cause, too. Also, Yarnell Days is coming up on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Highway 89 between mile marker 276 and 278 between Wickenburg and Prescott. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here Thursday, not tomorrow because there's baseball tomorrow, with my guests, Western Music Hall of Famer Dave Stamey, Monty Anderson, and Sherry Francis for St. Luke's Native American Ministry, and Terry Davis for the Walk for the Animals. That is Thursday at 3 for Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.